En este contexto, doy la palabra al representante de Pakistán.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Mr. President. We have requested for the floor in response to India's statement in this debate. India's attempts to deny its illegal occupation of Jammu and Kashmir are a travesty of history. To perpetuate its occupation, India has deployed over 700,000 security forces in Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Only the occupier would oppose the implementation of Security Council resolutions that promised self-determination to the people of the disputed state of Jammu and Kashmir. Over 100,000 Kashmiris have been killed, thousands of women widowed and raped, and children orphaned by this brutal occupation and the most egregious form of state terrorism by India. Independent human rights organizations have confirmed the existence of over 6,000 unnamed mass graves in Indian-occupied Kashmir. If India had respect for international law and moral courage, it would end its reign of terror, withdraw its troops, and let the Kashmiris freely decide their future in the UN-mandated plebiscite as promised to them by the Security Council resolutions. UN Security Council resolutions 47 of 21 April 1948, 51 of 3 June 1948, 80 of 14 March 1950, 91 of 30 March 1951, 122 of 24 January 1957, and the resolutions of UNCIP of 13 August 1948 and 5 January 1949 declare that the final disposition of the state of Jammu and Kashmir would be made in accordance with the will of the people expressed through the democratic method of a free and impartial plebiscite conducted under the auspices of the United Nations. The people of Jammu and Kashmir await fulfillment of that promise. The core issue of Jammu and Kashmir cannot be cast aside by empty rhetoric. It has been and will always be on top of the agenda of any talks between India and Pakistan. This is because durable peace and stability in the region depends on a just and lasting settlement of this dispute in accordance with the resolutions of the UN Security Council. It is therefore disingenuous of India to ignore the serious peace initiative proposed by the Prime Minister of Pakistan from this August forum. While proclaiming its willingness to talk, India has imposed preconditions knowing that these would be unacceptable to Pakistan. India's insistence on limiting the talks to a one-point agenda proves that it is neither interested nor serious in engaging in a genuine dialogue. Using the terrorism bogey, India has not only stalled the bilateral dialogue, but also vitiated the overall atmosphere between the two countries. Mr. President, Pakistan's commitment and its role and sacrifice in the fight against terrorism, including the success of our ongoing counterterrorism operations, have been acknowledged and praised by the entire international community. The entire world is also united in unequivocally condemning terrorism, except India. This country is insensitive to the tragic human dimension of terrorism. India seems to suggest that acts of terrorism in Pakistan are acceptable. By doing so, India, in fact, seeks to mask its own support and sponsorship of terrorism in Pakistan. India has also failed to bring to justice the perpetrators of terrorism against innocent civilians in the 2007 Samjhota Express bombings. The decision of the Indian government not to challenge the bail granted to Swami Asim Anand, the main accused in this case, raises serious doubts about India's willingness to convict its nationals involved in terror incidents against the Muslims. This is a continuation of the sad saga of the massacre of Muslims in Gujarat. Mr. President, Pakistan has today handed over to the UN Secretary General dossiers containing evidence of Indian involvement in terrorism and fomenting instability in Pakistan. The dossiers include details of Indian interference and support for terrorism in Balochistan and Karachi, as well as its security and intelligence agencies' link with the Tehrik-e-Taliban, Pakistan, especially in Fatah. Mr. President, the international community supports dialogue between India and Pakistan. Despite India's hostile attitude, it remains our desire to move forward in an open and constructive manner. our Prime Minister's peace initiative is in line with his vision of a friendly neighborhood that he enunciated immediately after taking office 2 years ago. We hope that India will respond positively in the interest of peace and prosperity, the cherished collective objective of our peoples. I thank you, Mr. President.